welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for His goodness. I praise the Lord for His faithfulness. And I thank the Lord for my UCM partners, my radio family. Some of you are so faithful. You tune in every day, and it's just a blessing to be able to share this time together. I look forward to it, and I pray that you're blessed and encouraged. You know, it's not just the Word of the Lord, but I always pray, I ask the Holy Spirit to be with us as we share God's Word, and that you'll be changed. It's not just, you know, a mental exercise or just learning some interesting facts about the Bible, but it's got to be something that we can experience life. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life and there's liberty. And that's my desire, to impart not just the Word of the Lord, but His life and His hope and His faith and His peace, because all of those are very real benefits. They're part of who Jesus is. And I want you to experience that, because why? That's the Lord's heart. He wants you to be filled to overflowing, that out of your belly should flow rivers of living water, and that you would experience life, and that life more abundantly, because that's why Jesus came. He doesn't want to just see a portion. He did so much for us, and it would be like you had a birthday party for a child, and you had a whole house full of wonderful things you wanted to bless your child with, and they just opened, you know, one present and were just, you know, happy with that. But you had so much more for them, and they couldn't see beyond that. Well, how do you suppose the Heavenly Father feels? We're His children, and He's got so much for us, but we have to understand, we have to believe, and it's somehow by faith. If we get a hold of faith and are able to look beyond this realm of our senses, we're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, the Scripture tells us. And so we need to see things from His perspective, that in His kingdom, in His realm, and He's King of His kingdom, there is no lack. There is no want. Jesus did a perfect work. Why? Look what creation was when He created Adam and Eve. I mean, they were in a perfect garden. They had every need supplied. They had fellowship with God. Everything they could, they had no wants. It was a place of unimaginable delights. That's what heaven is like. But right now we're in this earthly realm, you know, this valley of tears, a valley of sorrow and heartache. And that's true in the natural, but even in the midst of this valley of trouble and tribulation that we go through, because our eyes are fixed on Jesus, because we live in another realm, because the kingdom of heaven is within us, we then are able to have a peace and a joy that the world doesn't know anything about. And I believe for those who will follow on to know the Lord, as the times get darker, that peace, that anointing in our lives, that joy is going to get stronger. And the more troubled it is around us, people are going to look and say, wow, what's with them? You know, what's wrong with them? How come you're not worried? Well, it's because of Jesus. And beloved, I don't care what's coming down. Nothing happens that God is not in control of, that He does not allow. He won't allow a single test to come to you beyond what you're able to endure. How's that for heavenly protection and oversight? And so I know many times you feel like you're being pressed to the uttermost. There are times, I mean, I'm not making light of it. Believe me, there's times I didn't know how I was going to go on. I felt there was no future, nothing left. I was at the absolute end of myself. And I wasn't even, you know, to be honest, I really just would have been happy to go home. I was not suicidal, but I had, as far as life was concerned, it was nothing but one huge pain. I mean, I don't mean pain like we use the colloquial slang word, but it was painful. It was so grievous. But God will deliver us from all of that, beloved, as we trust Him. These aren't just, you know, trite expressions or phrases I'm, you know, casting out on the airwaves, they're a reality. And we don't have to deal with guilt and shame before the Lord like Adam did in the garden because of his sin. They were hiding. They were naked. They, you know, sewed themselves fig leaves for clothes because they were afraid. They knew they did have a knowledge of evil, and God really never wanted them to experience that. But they disobeyed, and they did. And we have been reaping the consequences of that fatal sin. Well, it was fatal until Jesus came, and then he reversed that curse, praise God. So God did to Jesus what we should have experienced. He did to Jesus what he should have done to us. And beloved, what we need to be afraid of is willingly living in sin. We need to be terrified of that. We have to literally choose to go to hell. And we do that by spurning God, by rejecting God, or by refusing, once we've heard or tasted of the good things of God, to go on in our own way. I mean, the Word of God says it's terrible and fearful to consider, but there are those who will become reprobate. There are those who will stand before the God in the final hours and say, "Oh Lord, we did many great works in your name. We prophesied in your name. We did all of this." And the Lord will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." To me, that's one of the most terrifying phrases in the Bible. Beloved, if we will hear the word of the Lord and do the very best we can, we cannot live perfect lives. We're still flesh and blood. We will fall. We will sin. John said, if any man said he's without sin, he's a liar. But we, with all that we can, with all of our abilities, we seek to follow God. And that's all that God is asking. We have a God who is not mad at us today. He doesn't want to send you to hell. You know, some who are guilt-ridden feel that God wants to pay you back for all the bad stuff you did. But, beloved, he knows all your stuff, and he loves you anyway. The most beautiful picture of the Father's love is the return of the prodigal son. Instead of giving him what he deserved, what did he do? He said, "My son, which was lost, is now found." He's come back, and he threw a party. He put the ring on him, and they killed the fatted calf. That was the Father's heart. He was rejoicing. He loves you anyway, beloved, in spite of your faults, in spite of the ways you feel you don't measure up. He doesn't want to punish you. He put it on his son. Jesus bore your guilt and shame. And you know, if you're scared of God, it's because you fear punishment. Beloved, if we walked in sin, we have reason to fear God. But Jesus is the second Adam. He is the perfect man. And what the first Adam couldn't do, Jesus did, and then some. Look at it this way. In a perfect environment, in a garden, sin entered. And the human race has not been the same since. But Jesus went to a garden before he was crucified. He suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. But it was there also, in a garden, where he was brought to life. And he came victorious out of the grave. The death and hell couldn't hold him. He broke those barriers. He broke those chains. And he did it for us as well. Praise God. He was naked on the cross to bear our shame. But so many are still like Adam. They're hiding in the bushes for their shame. And what does the word of the Lord say in Revelation, the first chapter, verse 17? This was John. Remember, John fell on his face as dead, the word says, and he laid his right hand upon me. That's Jesus. He laid his hand on John, and he said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." He said, "Don't be afraid, I am he." In Adam, we see a picture of you and me, you know, in sin, scared of a righteous God. But Jesus is saying, you don't have to have any more fear. You can be free from fear. And, you know, think about this. Fear really turns you into a false prophet. Think about that. You know, what's a false prophet? Well, someone who predicts the future falsely. You know, well, I'm afraid my life's going to end in failure. My marriage is going to fail. I have no purpose. Whatever these things that we say. And beloved, they're not true. That they are in direct opposition to what the Word of God says. But the Lord sees greatness in you. He sees what no man can see, and He's placed His anointing on you, and He wants you to walk in freedom. There's something happening right now in the Spirit. God wants to deliver you from fear. He wants to set you free from all of those doubts and all of those worries. What is your greatest fear at the moment? Well, beloved, there's a beautiful psalm I want to share with you, and in that you can take refuge. It's Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. Beloved, at all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. That very next verse, 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Beloved, every fear that the enemy brings to oppose you, the more, it's because God wants to do so much more for you. The enemy wants to remind you of your failures, of your past. He wants to bring intimidation, but God wants to set you free right now. If you're wanting to be delivered, if you know God will set you free, join me in prayer. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you in the authority that you have given us, and we take authority over those lies of the enemy. We shut the mouth of that roaring lion. We take authority over those lies and deceptions that he's brought against the people of God. And Father, I proclaim deliverance right now. Deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall be set free from fear. You shall be set free from anxiety. You shall be set free from stress. You shall be set free from fear of the future, fear of punishment from the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for a release of your power, your grace, your faith, your trust, your anointing, Father. Right now, touch them with the power of the Holy Spirit from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Set them free in Jesus' name. And who of the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I feel the mighty presence of God. And I know as if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, if you share whatever needs you might have, whatever you need, the power of agreeing prayer, I know as I pray for you and whatever I send back, it'll be an anointed word to move you on to the next place in your life. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.